Hello, my name is Miriam. You reached Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, we need you to hang up and dial 911. If not, are you calling to find the nearest testing site?
No, ma'am. I have a question because I've been trying to get the vaccination, and I'm 53 years old, and they won't let me. I had did it for the health clinic, and I did it for Walmart, and they said you have to be 55 and older, and I'm 52, so how do I go by it?
Okay, so right now, the only eligibility is 55 and older, first responders, anyone who has a serious health issue.
I have asthma and I smoke, that's it.
Just 1 second for me.
Yes, ma'am.
So you left out. Right. Unless you want to.
It's on the line, allow me 1 moment.
Yes, ma'am. No, I don't think you can turn that down here.
And have you already pre-registered for it?
I tried to, but it wouldn't let me.
Okay, anyone can pre-register. I can assist you with pre-registering, getting pre-registered, but as far as an appointment, you have to be contacted for further assistance with that. The only details we have about that, let me get back to it. Just 1 second. All right, so it's 55 and older. People with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Groups can be extended for eligibility. People who are 16 to 64 with high-risk medical conditions, which include but are not limited to cancer, chronic kidney disease, COPD, heart conditions, organ transplant, obesity, pregnancy, sickle cell disease. But I can provide you with the pre-registration line to get pre-registered.
Okay, what's that, ma'am?
That number is 855.
Okay.
566.
566.
53.
Uh-huh.
33.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am.
You're welcome, and I thank you for calling Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a great day.
You too. Have a blessed
one. Bye-bye.